Hal Finch. He's the director of the Michigan State Office of Geological Survey. Hal, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
What does your office do?
We regulate all of the oil and gas and mining industry in the Michigan.
From your perspective, tell us about fracking. Good, bad?
Well, fracking is something that's been done in Michigan and other states for many decades. It goes back to the 1960s. In Michigan, we've had over 12,000 wells that have been hydraulically fractured. We haven't had one incident of environmental damage resulting from the practice.
So why are we hearing all this warning, cry wolf, be afraid information out there?
Well, there have been some oil and gas developments that have used larger volumes of water, long horizontal drain holes to develop the reservoirs, and that has raised some concerns. There have been some problems in other states. They've been due to issues like inadequate well construction and inadequate methodologies for handling water, both the source of water and then disposal of the water that comes back out of the well after the fracturing.
Does fracking tear up the land, and can it make the water undrinkable?
Fracking is not really the issue as far as land impacts. It's just oil and gas development, and there is a certain unavoidable disruption of the surface. Whenever you drill an oil and gas well, you have to clear a pad, set up a rig, and then if the well is productive, there will be a wellhead there and probably some production equipment. But it's not the hydraulic fracturing itself that is the issue. It's more natural gas or oil development.
All right. Thanks so much, Hal.
Thank you.